but I can still see the wrinkles, the woman said. Grace studied the woman's face, the dry, aged parchment skin tight over the bone structure, pulled back taut like a slingshot. A broad smile, she speculated, would detach it from the skull and shoot it like a Halloween mask over the makeup counter. Grace bit her lip, trying to keep herself from grinning at the bizarre image. She knew who the woman was by reputation. Mrs. Milton hyphen something, a world-class champion shopper. Clerks fawned over her as if she were the Queen of Sheba dispensing largesse to the peons. For a big commission, Grace too could fawn with the best of them, hating the process, but like the rest of the sales clerks, eager to accept the rewards. Having never before waited on Mrs. Milton hyphen something, she saw the moment as pregnant with income possibilities. Besides, she needed something to take the edge off what had started out to be a very unpromising day. "Perhaps a bit more of this," Grace said, dabbing at the spidery corner of the woman's eyes with a brush. Even in the flattering stage light of the makeup mirror, carefully wrought to wash away the telltale clues of aging, the skin ruts could not be made to disappear. A hard and hopeless case, Grace sighed to herself, knowing it would be impossible to satisfy the woman's insistence on appearing, at least in her own mind, wrinkle-free. Makeup creates an illusion, she wanted to explain, a standard lecture to women who came to her for either a new look or lessons in the art of beauty enhancement through cosmetics. For the younger women, the lesson was easier to impart. Besides, with them, she used a more magnified and therefore more revealing mirror, one that enlarged the pores. These younger ones who bellied up to her counter all seemed to suffer from rampant insecurity, as if they didn't truly believe in the essential beauty of youth and needed the paints and smears to feel attractive. Somehow, it didn't jibe with the ideal of the modern woman currently in vogue. The contemporary ideal, the confident, independent, able to have it all female touted in the media. Oh, they were out there all right, like Mrs. Burns who managed the store. Grace saw them everywhere, admired their wonderful, cool arrogance, their "I don't need a man to make me whole and happy" attitude. She granted, hopefully, that such observations could be an illusion, a false positive, and that, in reality, those cool numbers prancing about were just as insecure as she was. Fat chance. She knew in her heart exactly where she stood, one among many still barely on the sunny side of 40. An anonymous grunt in the vast army of female also-rans, powerless majority stuck in some weird limbo, dismissed by their more successful sisters as congenital losers who could not, for whatever reasons, respond to the clarion of the gender's call to arms. The truth of the matter was that most of those in the ranks of these defeated battalions, like her, were unlucky, battered by inexplicable circumstances, mismanagement, or perhaps just too dumb to find the right doors to open. Others were irrevocably stuck in yesterday's female mindset, hopelessly old-fashioned and totally unaware of the possibilities in the new world.